And Tav Chav Zayin. Shosh Chodesh Neyamim. Rosh Chodesh is 2 days. Kosem B'Shtaros B'Yom HaRishon B'Yom Rosh Chodesh Hu Yom Shloshim L'Chodesh Ha'Avar. So then when you're writing a star of some sort, or a get, or anything like that, and you're writing the date, you write the first day of Rosh Chodesh, which is the 30th day of the past month. Because when there's 2 days Rosh Chodesh, it's the 30th of the previous month. So we're pointing out that it's also called Rosh Chodesh. Aminyan l'chodesh miyom ha'sheni v'kosem bo ba'echad l'chodesh, k'shem abren ha'shana, kosem ba'adar rishon, adar stam, b'sheni adar ha'sheni. When there's two others, you write in a shtar, for adar rishon, you write just adar, and adar sheni, you would write adar sheni, but some point out that we really do both, that we write adar rishon for the first adar, and adar sheni for the second adar, and the same thing when you do Shabbos Mevarchim, you say adar rishon and adar sheni. These are the days that we make sure that certain mo'adim do not fall out on the following days. Lo adu Rosh Hashanah. Lo adu Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on a Sunday, on a Wednesday, or on a Friday. Velo ga'u Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur can't fall out on a Tuesday, a Sunday, or a Friday. Velo zeved Purim. Purim can't fall out on Shabbos, on Monday, or Wednesday. Velo badu Pesach. So it's lo adu Rosh and lo badu Pesach. So Pesach can't fall out on a Monday, a Wednesday, or a Friday. Velo gahazatzer, so Shana Rabba. Shavuos and Shana Rabba can't fall out on a Thursday, on a Tuesday, on a Thursday, and on a Shabbos. Lo gimel Chanukah. Chanukah can't fall out on a Tuesday. Lo agu tzom Esther. Tanis Esther can't fall out on a Sunday, Tuesday, or Friday. Velo badu tzom Tamuz v'av. Tanis Tisha B'av and Shavuot B'Tamuz can't fall out on the same days that Pesach can't fall out on, because the first day of Pesach is always the same day as Tisha B'av. Lo'olam b'yom shiyeh Purim yeh Lag B'Omer. The same day of the week that Purim is going to be the same day that Lag B'Omer falls out on. V'siman Peleg. That's how you remember that. Purim, Lag. B'yom shiyeh Chanukah yeh Atzeres k'shiyu k'sidron al k'seirim. And this day, that first day of Hanukkah, is always going to be the same as the first day of Shavuos. Why do we make these calculations? What's the point? So the Be'er Halacha says the reason is because we have to make sure that Yom Kippur could never fall out on a Sunday or a Friday, because we don't want there to be 2 days in a row where there is an Isra Malacha Min HaTorah right next to each other. So Yom Tov is different because Yom Tov is a lower level where you're allowed to cook. But Yom Kippur, which has the same Isra Malacha as Shabbos, we want to make sure that there's not two Shabboses together. And also, we don't want Hoshana Rabbah to fall out on a Shabbos, because what they used to do on Hoshana Rabbah in the Mikdash was they used to do Netilas Arava, where they were bang the Arava, and that involved the Nisar Darabanan, and we don't want that, so we wouldn't be able to do it, and Shabbos would override that. So that's why all of these calculations just work out that way, for which days we're going to have the different Yom Tovim on, are all to make sure that you don't have 2 days of Malacha in a row of Yom Kippur and a Shabbos back-to-back. So that's why it ends up being that the calendar is set that way. What about in the time of back when they used to not do the calendar in a set fashion, when they used to be Mekadesh Al Pi HaRa'iyah, they would look up at the moon and they would say whether it was a new month or not. So the Tashbetz actually says in the name of Rav Sadia Gaon that they would make sure that they wouldn't be Mekadesh the Chodesh in a way that the Mo'adim would fall out this way. But the Tashbetz says that's ridiculous, because we find in the Mishnayos many times in the time of the Beis HaMikdash that you could do the Kviyas Mo'adim whenever they wanted. So you can't say that they would make sure that if Edim came, they just wouldn't listen to the Edim or anything like that. So it's Machok is how it used to be in their time. But when it comes to our time, so that's what we say, that we always make sure that the calendar is set such that you'll never have the Yom Tovim falling out on these days.